WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're focusing on the Murfreesboro City Schools. Lisa Trail is with us this morning, and so is Don Bartsch, the new principal at Overall Creek Elementary School. We're going to be taking a verbal tour of that school today. Probably won't even have to put hard hats on for a verbal tour. Lisa, how are you today?
I am great. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was a beautiful weekend to be outside, yeah. So I got to sell Girl Scout cookies and watch a little tennis, and so it was a great weekend.
Is it too late to get Girl Scout cookies?
No.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
It is not. I am sure any Kroger's or Walgreens or outside the door of all those places, there's going to be girls still this week.
What's the big flavor this year?
It's always Thin Mints, Tagalongs, and Samoas. You can just count on those three. You know, Trefoils, you know, you just have your basics that everybody loves. So,
it sounds like a winner. How much longer will the Girl Scouts be selling cookies?
I think through the end of March. I should know that, but I don't. I'm sorry. Our troop is finished.
Your daughter does.
my daughter does, but our troop booth is finished, so that's what I count down on is nine. So. They're out there.
Don Bartsch with me. And,
I did.
And he's smiling.
So. And he hasn't had to sell cookies all
that's
weekend.
Right. But Thin Mints, that's my world.
Don, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good to have you with us today.
Well, thank
We've
you, sir.
Heard so many good things about the Overall Creek Elementary School.
The building's going to be a beautiful building. And finally, got a break in the weather. So we're getting a little bit faster under construction. So finally getting a roof on it.
Now, is it this year that it's supposed to be open?
Yes, sir. It's going to open up in August.
I'm glad you have a roof then.
That's exactly right. That's right. It's coming along very nicely. So they engineered it in a way that no one crew was ever complete. So they could continually work on it from back to front. It's very unique how they did that.
Now tell us a little about the school and what makes it so very special.
Well, it's a unique design for Murfreesboro City Schools and for Rutherford County, for that matter, in that it's the glaring difference is going to be a two-story design. The second through sixth grade will be upstairs with very beautiful staircases going up on each side. And then the kindergarten first graders will typically be on the lower floor. It doesn't leave as big a footprint on the property. It's not all spread out. I was a principal at Scales Elementary, and if you went from one wing down all the way to the farthest part, it was a long, long ways and took, you know, several minutes sometimes. Even at Scales, when you walked the perimeter, because I helped open that school, it was actually a mile all the way around it when we had to do door check. Overall Creek will not have that same distance. But it's still a massive, massive, beautiful building.
The way it's designed, you can actually stand on the in the center of the building and see all ends of your school. So a principal, even though it's as large as Scales or Pittard, it really doesn't feel that way because of the second story. Now, you obviously have to stand in the middle of the second story and the middle of the first story to see it, but it's a beautiful school. It is going to be an awesome facility, and, you know, of course, new schools are always fun to have.
Now, when we introduce a new school, you have to figure out what students are going to come from here and what students are going to be moved from there that may be going somewhere else. Is this going to take a pretty well citywide rezoning or anything?
It is. This year we're going to do a major rezoning of all of our schools. Not only is Overall Creek opening, but we're also opening Reeves Rogers back up as a kindergarten through sixth grade school, a traditional school. We really had the overcrowding in the west part of the town, but we also had it up north towards Pittard. So Pittard was at capacity. Hobgood was at capacity. So instead of building another school, we're going to open Reeves Rogers, which sits on Greenland Drive right beside of MTSU, back to a traditional kindergarten through sixth grade zone school. And then the current Discovery School will move to Bellwood. And the pre-Ks at Bellwood will be put back into the school district. So they'll be at seven different schools, closer to the where that pre-K student would be traditionally zoned. So it really is a major rezoning for us, and that's what we want to emphasize to parents. They're going to be receiving letters in the next couple of weeks just reminding them that their child has been zoned to a new school or to the same school they're attending. But it's already on the website, and if you want to know in advance, we had lots of zoning meetings, lots of community meetings, but in case you haven't heard, you may want to go on the website and look up your street just to see where you're zoned for next year. We're going to do one major rezoning so that we don't have to do this again for, 5 to 6 years.
Now, you mentioned those would be the regular schools and that Reeves Rogers would no longer be the Discovery School, but Bellwood would be the new Discovery School.
Right.
Now, how do the other choice schools fit into the picture? What are the other choice schools?
The other choice schools are Hobgood, and Hobgood has a science real emphasis. Bradley has an arts integration emphasis, and then Mitchell Nielsen. And Mitchell Nielsen is the newest choice school, and it's going to have a leadership focus. We're going to really kick this off at our school board meeting tonight and talk a little bit more about it, but we've done a lot of research, and I'm really excited about Mitchell Nielsen and the way they're going to the future. If you want to know about a leadership-focused school, there is an awesome book out. Stephen Covey wrote The Leader in Me, which is based, it's for school districts. And we'll be following that philosophy, as well as MTSU is coming on board with us to help make sure we integrate this leadership philosophy into the school the best we possibly can. So it is so nice to have MTSU really, really supporting and backing us on this. So those schools, what makes them different is they do have a zone. So each Hobgood, Bradley, and Mitchell Nielsen has a zone. However, because they have these different focuses on science and arts and leadership, we want to invite students who are not in that zone school to attend those schools if that's their focus. So if you have an arts background, you really like arts, and those children who just absolutely do great in those arts and theater and music and learn that way, then we want to invite you to come to Bradley, look around, tour it, and see if that's would suit you better than your zone school. So those choice schools allows for a little bit of movement within the district, and that's a good option to have. Again, we have Discovery School, which is different because you do have to test to get in, and then like with Overall Creek, we're really going to look at helping the county with that, with the Blackman area, because they're struggling with that overcrowding as well. So that's just out there because it sits right there on that edge of that city county area.
So will there be a mixed population of city and county students there? More than other places?
Probably more than other places, just because of the overcrowding at Blackman.
Okay. Let's look a little bit closer at this Mitchell Nielsen Leadership School. Interesting concept. Mm-hmm. Is that tying in with MTSU's Entrepreneurial College? The courses they're having in being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, it is. MTSU's, and I am blanking on the college that...
Well, let's just call it entrepreneur.
Okay, we'll call that. It's a very long name, and I can't. I just went blank on that one, but give me a second. I'll think about
that. That'll happen more often as time goes on.
So. Thanks, Bart.
Now, what was interesting is I was reading an article this weekend, I think in a week or two old Time, I think it was Time magazine, talking about changes in education, and they were looking at a school. And I think it was New York. It may have been Chicago. Mm-hmm. One of those big city.
Big city.
A little blank out there.
That happens more often, I hear.
and they are adding 2 years to their high school. And you're graduating with an associate degree, but you are guaranteed a job. Guaranteed.
Wow.
Because the associate degree is focusing on certain things that are needed in businesses, the businesses that are helping sponsor the school. Mm-hmm. So this sounds like what you're doing with Mitchell Nielsen is the school before that. I mean, you're getting them ready for the next level.
Right.
Phenomenal.
It is going to be a phenomenal process to watch how this transforms the school, how it really impacts the students that are in that school, because and the teachers. Just looking at, if you know how to lead, you can pretty much get where you need to be, as long as you know how to think logically, as long as you know how to think in advance. A lot of those things in leadership that you should be taught at an early age. And you should be held accountable for it at an early age, too. So it's not just all, it's not all just fun. It's going to be fun and accountability, where you actually take on that role of, this is my school, this mm-hmm. is my education, and I'm going to learn what I need to know to succeed in life.
So if you wish your child to attend a choice school, and you live in the city, mm-hmm. Hobgood, Bradley, Mitchell Nielsen, they're choice schools, you have to take a test.
No, testing is only at Discovery School because it's an academic magnet school. So you have to test. Otherwise, you just have to fill out the zoning waiver application for the choice schools.
Okay, that's where I was getting mm-hmm. confused. So Bellwood is the elementary school comparable to Central High School.
Discovery.
School.
Right. Discovery School yeah. will be housed in the Bellwood building. Yes. And that would be comparable. Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Got it. Discovery is not changing except locations.
Okay. Very good. And will everything that was in Bellwood in the past be gone and it's all 100% Discovery?
Yes. Okay. Yes. The preschool that was that has been housed at Bellwood will now be in the other schools within our district.
Okay. Thus, even more need for rezoning.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because you have to put the kids somewhere.
Yes.
You can't just.
And preschool's a little different. You may or may not be at your zone school. Most likely, you will be. But preschool is different because our preschool is a base needs based.
Now, here's
district.
A really dumb question, mm-hmm. but you can tell how old my children are. What age does preschool cover?
3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As early as 3, most of them
are 4. I have a grandchild who's. Going to be eligible on April 1st, an appropriate age for my date for my grandchild's birthday, don't you think?
I think so.
April 1st.
April 1st. That's kind of, yeah, I like that.
Now,
is that Scott's?
No, that's Kristen's.
Is that Kristen's? Okay.
Yes.
I'm like, wow.
Now, would she register now? Or she's probably too, I can't picture her in school.
Well, the pre-K registration goes on in April. So it's the month of April, right as we get back from spring break. It's April 7th through the 25th. Again, our pre-K is a needs-based pre-K. So you need to, if you think your child has a need, so what we're trying to do is prep them for kindergarten.
She needs to party.
Okay, well, that's probably not the need we're looking for, but but if you think that your child would benefit, maybe they have a little bit of a speech impediment or I'm trying to think of some of the other needs based.
Some development
that just needs mm-hmm. a little bit honing in mm-hmm. to be ready for kindergarten. That's what our preschool is based on. We want to get those kids who are at risk now ready to succeed in kindergarten. So if your child is ready to party, she's probably ready. May not qualify for ours. Just depends. But we want, if you think that your child is, then go ahead and call Bellwood and they mm-hmm. can give you the details about it. Or you can go on Bellwood's website in about 2 weeks and we'll tell you what we're looking for as far as the criteria. But again, what we're trying to do is make sure those kids that are in the Murfreesboro City Schools pre-K, they're ready for kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm amazed at the things students study. I mean, my wife is in a mentoring program with a fourth grader, and the first meeting, they worked on math.
Good luck.
She had no clue what they were talking about.
But she's mentoring, and that makes a big difference to that fourth grader, whether they understand. It's nice for the
mentoring.
Well, it's kind of nice for a fourth grader to say, look at an adult, and the adult say, I don't know, I'm going to have to research this too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they realize it doesn't just come off the top of our heads. We have to really look for that. But Tilly Ann, thank you for mentoring. That's awesome.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about this exciting move to have a brand new school. And so far, I guess the thing I've heard over and over again, Don, is from the engineers who are telling us the roof is so much smaller, it will have less possibility to leak.
That's true. That's true. It's also not a flat roof like most schools are built.
Great.
Yeah, we finally figured that out, and we have to put a slope on a roof, and then it won't
businesses
leak.
Never have learned that.
No, not yet. But Overall Creek, what we're excited about is we're also teaming with Middle Tennessee and several other businesses around the community that are going to help us have an environmental focus. And we're going to utilize the creek. There's
actually a creek.
Yes,
nearby.
Sir. It borders it. It sits right on, there's a 25-acre lot, and the east border is bordered entirely by actual Overall Creek. And there's, when they do construction, and you know, there's the government has easements, thank you, mm-hmm. that you have to leave alone basically on each side of the creek. And so it's about 50 feet that are going to be pretty much undisturbed, and we're going to make learning a trail through there and different learning stations. I've talked with Dr. Cindy Smith Walters at Middle Tennessee State. We're working with the Discovery Center. We're going to be meeting out there. Had to wait for it to dry up a little bit and not be so muddy, but we're going to have bird feeding stations and gardens, and classes can maybe adopt a tree and measure it and take scientific data on it. Really be an outside campus. Wouldn't bother me at all if a teacher had his or her classroom outside for a good part of the day in these different learning centers based on the new, you know, the Common Core and things like that. It'll play right into it with the writing and the math and the science all mm-hmm. integrated together. It's really exciting. And looking at some newer technology, looking at doing the cafeteria a little different. Just, you know, it's 2014. We don't want to build this beautiful, beautiful school and do it like we did back in 1985.
Sounds like some exciting time, not only for teachers, but for students and parents as well.
Yes, sir.
And it's opening up August, is that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. We will continue the conversation, and we're moving into the segment where we open up the phone lines. It's your show, so if you have any questions about the Overall Creek Elementary School, if you've been confused this morning by the choice schools or any of these things, if you're scratching your head saying, oh, what are they talking about? Call us, 893-1450. It's your turn now, 893-1450. We're focusing on Murfreesboro City Schools. Don Bartsch is with us, the principal of the new Overall Creek Elementary School, and Lisa Trail from the City Schools. Stay with us.
As you're in love with me, then our love will grow wider, deeper than any sea.
This is Clark Howard, and I'll take your calls middays on WGNS. Consumer questions, money concerns, and more.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.
Murfreesboro Collision Center, serving Rutherford County since 1989. Get a free estimate on your fender bender today.
Hi, I'm David Ward. We offer a lifetime guarantee on all your repairs to give you peace of mind.
Get a free estimate today. Call 893-4121.
When you do business with Murfreesboro Collision Center, your money stays local in Rutherford County.
Murfreesboro Collision Center, on Broad, at Northfield, behind Ford of Murfreesboro.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup, buy it in the store, or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. And here at Animal City, we have everything that you need to create and maintain the garden pond of your dreams. We're happy to offer tips and advice ranging from picking out your equipment to outfitting your pond with livestock and plants. Come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, and let our experience and expertise make your garden pond a success.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville Slugger, and Worth, but at Play It Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We've got a little bit of congestion. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Getting busy. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial Church and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. With traffic building, I-24 headed into downtown. We've got some slowdown around the Harding Place exit. Westbound lanes being affected by that, so watch out. Dr. Beautiful is now offering her Liquid Lift special through February. Two syringes of Juvederm for $600 each. You get 40 units of Botox free. Call 931-433-6871 or go online to drbeautiful.net. Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 50s and northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, we'll see a low around 30. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 32.
Thank you for making our first 5 years here in Murfreesboro so successful. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Call 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you gotta wonder, is there anybody in town Truman Jones doesn't know? Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Welcome back. We're focusing this morning on the Murfreesboro City Schools. If you have any questions, particularly about the new Overall Creek Elementary School, give us a call, 893-1450. That's our number, 893-1450. And Don, we were visiting with some friends the other night who live near the Overall Creek School. And they said, I heard you talking about some school opening up out here, and Where's it going to be? We've driven up and down the Veterans Parkway, and can't see. Are they building it yet? And I said, well, I think they're about to open. I have not gone over there myself. You sure there's a building there, Don?
Yes, sir. Probably the easiest way to see it is if you're at the intersection of 96 or Franklin Highway and Veterans. Uh-huh. If you're going out towards Franklin, you look back to your left, it's going to be right down back in there.
Right. Okay.
It's behind the hill, right up against the creek. Like we said, you can see the rafters and the second floor. It's, mm-hmm. So it kind of drops down a little bit back in there, but it's the southeast corner of that intersection.
Okay, now I want to clarify something. If you're heading toward Franklin driving, let someone else in the car.
That's true. You'd have to turn back. That's exactly right. Good point.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine, thank you.
Great. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, Yes, I do. Now, we live in the county, but I've been blessed with a child that's considered gifted, a very high IQ, but is dyslexic. And we're having problems with that due to the fact that he gets bored. He's in third grade. He does sixth and seventh grade math and science. Is there any, do you guys address those type of issues?
At Overall Creek or Murfreesboro City?
Overall Creek being the formal discovery school.
Okay, what we would do at Overall Creek is we would, part of the curriculum and part of the way that we develop our instruction from the teachers is, or for your child, is they pretest, and for each, you know, unit or skill that they're working on, and each child, they might work with a partner, and they would, their needs would be specifically addressed in those matters. As far as being pulled out and going to a classroom at Overall Creek, that would not be something that we would be doing there. Now, your child, there would, you know, it could possibly be tested for some additional support, and may require an IEP, which is an individual education program or plan. And
yes, we have one.
Okay, great. Well, then what we would do is we would meet the teacher and administration and other support people. Teachers would meet with y'all and come up with a plan for your child that's going to meet those needs.
Yeah, because we're afraid that he's getting bored in the classes that he is in when, you know, because he gets frustrated and bored at the same time being the dyslexic gift.
Yes. No, I understand.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. My wife actually works for Murfreesboro City Schools, and she's the gifted coordinator. And so we talk routinely about situations just like this, and I would definitely utilize her expertise in helping us out with that. The goal of I've been doing a lot of research over the past several weeks with the environmental focus. There is a ton of research out there about how that is really helping children with engagement in the classroom, being involved. Now, most of us know that that's not really new, because we were outside and playing outside and involved. That's not something that's typically is the way our world is right now. So we kind of have to reintroduce that. So the goal that I have is to develop that higher level of thinking with the environment and with engineering. We're talking about some STEAM, and that's an acronym for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. That's going to be an expectation at Overall Creek to integrate that throughout, not just go to a room, but all the teachers to take advantage of that. And that might help your child as well.
Now, are you going to accept county transfers or only city?
Ma'am, you'd go to the Murfreesboro City Schools website, or not website, to the Murfreesboro City Schools office and get a county zone waiver and fill that out, and it should not be an issue.
Yeah, because we just did a stint on the Cub Scouts on STEM, and we did the Lego Robotics League, which was very interesting.
My son did that at the Discovery Center.
Yeah, and very, very telling and interesting at the same time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well,
I appreciate
your time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We'll be at Overall Creek. Me and some other people will be at Scales Elementary for registration on March 24th, if you wanted to come by there from 11 to 7.
Okay, I'm going to give a tour.
All right,
thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling. And she brought up something that I think we need to clarify. She referred to Overall Creek as the new Discovery School. That is incorrect. Bellwood is the new Discovery School. Now, for the issues like she was looking for the services she's looking for, would any school be able to tailor a program to the student, or should she go to a Discovery School?
Any school can tailor the curriculum to the student. That's what our goal is to teach how the student learns best. Rutherford County is the same. The individual education plans, they are tailored around that student's needs with the input of your sociologist, your principals, your teachers, your Don, you know more who's sitting in those meetings than I do.
Resource teachers, gifted coordinators, school psychologists, even certain teachers might be more trained over the past year or two that can meet those needs, or actually give some insight. They might not have that student in their classroom, mm-hmm. but can be on that team to help address those needs.
Don, you mentioned a date, March 24th, sign-up date. Tell us about that. That's first I've heard that date.
All right. Murfreesboro City Schools registration for next year at all of the schools.
All schools.
Is actually March 24th from 11 to 7. The Murfreesboro City Schools students are actually out of school that day. It's a parent-teacher conference day. So a lot of parents are going to be able to kill two birds with one stone and have a parent conference and register for next year. Because of this rezoning, we're needing people to come to that registration and sign up so we know who's coming to what school, or so we can get these children to the correct school if there's some confusion. But all registration will be handled at the zone schools, except for Overall Creek. It'll still be mud. So Overall Creek students and those that are in the county that would like to come in to Overall Creek should come to Scales Elementary on that day. We'll have a section set up, our little booth set up for that as well. There's also some confusion maybe for those students that go to Blackman Elementary School. A lot of those children are going to be dual zoned, which means they'll have the choice of going to Blackman Elementary or Overall Creek. Basically, the geography of it is, if they live north of Highway 96 and south of 840 in that little section there, which is a heavily Blackman zone, that is also the Overall Creek zone. So those children will be able to decide, or those families will be able to decide on whether they want to come to Overall Creek or Blackman Elementary.
Now, that means city or county?
Yes, sir. Right.
One's
yes, sir.
A county, one's a city.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's confusing.
Well, I tell you what it's going to, you all have done, the city and county systems have done a great job of working together, especially this year and the previous year, of getting your schedules more aligned mm-hmm. with each other. You're going to have to do it even more, it sounds like. I mean, if you're swapping, that's pretty, you're in the same family all of a sudden.
You are. Absolutely. And we are really trying to work with Rutherford County and Rutherford County with us to make sure that we are having spring breaks the same time and a lot of the other days the same. So sometimes they don't always hit right, but we're trying really hard.
They're pretty
that.
Close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with the registration, it's March 24th, and that's for all of our, so they would be kindergarten through fifth grade. So they're rising first graders through sixth graders. That's March 24th, and it's 11 to 7. Every child with Murfreesboro City Schools has to register this year. Because of the huge zoning impact, we are going to require that they show a bill, so a proof of residence, and that would be your light bill, your
water bill,
thank you, yeah. Those type bills, so that there is an address on that. So that's going to be we did not require that last year as far as, and I don't think the year before either, as far as showing those bills. So you may want to go ahead and save this month's bill.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people pay them and throw them away, so save the bill this time so you can prove your where your residence is.
So even if you went to a city school last year and for 5 years before mm-hmm. that, or four mm-hmm. years, you still have to register this
right.
year. And will this be an ongoing thing? Each year you'll need to register?
We have registration every year. This year is just going to be much more in depth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the confusion. We want to make sure you start school next year where you're supposed to start school. We don't want to move a child 2 weeks into school or 3 weeks into school. So that will help us with busing. It will help us with everything. Yeah. Beginning of next school. Everything we can take care of in March will help us make August a smooth transition.
Out of curiosity, mm-hmm. have there been problems in previous years? People register and they're at the wrong school and they say, oh, I didn't realize that we were at the wrong school.
There's always a few of those, and I think you could probably talk to the county, and they've had a lot more because they've had a lot more schools opening over the last 2 to 5 years. So anytime you have a rezoning, you have a child who's going to show up at the wrong school. Mm-hmm. It just happens. And it's just one of those things where you go, oh, so sorry. But we really want to cut that to a minimum so that when a child all summer long, they can think, oh, I'm going to be going to Seagull, or I'm going to Pitterd, or I'm going to Overall Creek, and want them to build up that excitement so they don't miss any of the preview days or any of those kind of things. We want parents to know in advance.
So if you have a child, let's say that you feel would benefit from going to a choice school, Hobgood for the sciences, Bradley for arts, Mitchell Nielsen for leadership, or Bellwood for the new Discovery School, which you have to be tested for. Are we too late to make those choices for the coming year?
Discovery School, yes, because that has already been...
The deadline's come and gone.
But the other ones, no. You can still fill out a zoning waiver and application for that. The easiest way to direct questions is on our website. There's an Ask MCS button. If anything they want to ask us with registration or anything else, but right now it seems like all the Ask MCS is about registration. So if they want to hit that button and ask the question, we will get back with them. If they ask it, a lot of times within an hour, but you know, sometimes it's a day, depending on what time it actually comes in to us.
So there's some good information. And what is the website again?
It's cityschools.net.
I'm always amazed that you got that website.
I am too. Somebody had a lot of forethought when they really early on.
893-1450 is our number if you have a question this morning dealing with the Murfreesboro City Schools. We have two really sharp people who have some answers for you. 893-1450 is it? Don, why are you laughing?
I don't consider myself on the sharp end there, so that's nice. Thank you.
893-1450 is the number. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather, and we will be right back. Stay with us.
I know you won't be thinking this applies to you, but it's true. And it do. All your life, you have had to sing your song alone.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you.
Most $10 watch batteries are replaced while you wait at Bell Jewelers.
Visit the world of Rolex at Bell Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler. Sales and in-house Rolex repair.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Visit us at belljeweler.com. Like us on Facebook.
The Salvation Army Family Store, where your purchases always help us help others.
We take pride in keeping the store as clean as possible and making it easy for the customer.
Store manager Mark Sheridan.
We try to spread things out a little bit and keep the inventory fresh, and new donated clothes are put out daily. There's never the same thing. If you come in 2 days in a row, you'll never find the same thing in the store.
The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street, across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
WeatherEye.
We'll see sunny skies this afternoon. A high in the lower 50s and northeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. We'll see a low around 30. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 32.
That update brought to you by Account Temps, providing businesses flexible staffing solutions for all their accounting and finance workload needs. Learn more at accounttemps.com/flexible staffing, a Robert Half company.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
He's local. Certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Financial Coaching Radio, weekdays 4 to 5. Live on WGNS.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Don Bartsch is with us. the principal at the new Overall Creek Elementary School, also Lisa Trail from the Murfreesboro City Schools this morning. And when you start a new school, you have to start everything. I mean, name of the school, mascot, school colors. And when you think of, you know, a mascot, you try to think of something really ferocious, something that's going to be out there getting the winning edge. What is the name of your, what kind of mascot do you have?
We have selected the otters because of the creek. And there's some other things about otters. They're curious. They take care of each other. They're very athletic. They're
ferocious.
When they're fighting over crawfish, I bet they are.
Yeah.
But they're very inquisitive, and that's kind of what we're looking for in our staff and our students, is that always learning, always and energetic and fun. They like to have a big time, and I've actually seen some otters in the wild before.
So do you have some over at the creek?
I don't know if there's probably not a, since it's not a steady flowing creek, there's probably not a food supply for otters, but people from the area have said in times past they have seen some come through.
So it
wouldn't be, you know, if we had some sustainable water for a while, we might see some.
Now, what colors would go along with
that? We're going with purple and gold.
Okay.
And that was, you know, like Tennessee Tech or David Lipscomb, those colors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into the SEC colors. That might offend some people. LSU, maybe. But the I was in a committee, and it's those colors were chosen mostly because there's not any other city schools that have those color combinations, just to be a little bit different.
And do you have a fight song yet?
Not yet. That has not been written.
Well, you're lucky there. I was going to get you to sing it. Lisa, we've got a big day coming up. Registration for the kindergartens.
We do. We have 2 days of registration for kindergartners, May 8th and May 9th. And if your child is ready to go to kindergarten, that means if they have had their birthday, their fifth birthday before August 15th of this year, they are ready for kindergarten. So you go to the kindergarten that you are zoned for on May 8th and 9th, and there's lots more details on the website about that, or you can call us, and you get your child registered, and we're going to welcome them into Murfreesboro City Schools, and they can be an otter, they can be a lion, they can be a, I was trying to think of all
Charger,
the,
eagle, bobcat.
There's all kinds of them.
And
some a little bit more ferocious than others.
And you can also have a name by riding a certain bus. I mean, those buses have animals on them.
They do. They do. You can ride a bus with, you know, a penguin on it or a cow. Or
we're going to have to get an otter sticker because I don't think they have one.
Well, we could be the first.
The newest
there
bus.
We go. That's right.
Let's go to the phones again. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, thank you. I wonder if there are any plans to do something about Moreland Lane, which people will be trying to get to this new school. It's almost a one-way thing with trees and shrubs growing out in the middle of the road. And will they dead-end it down there where you can't go through Moreland Lane?
No, it's basically going to be a loop off of Moreland on the veterans end of Moreland. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's how you have to get to the construction site. Now, the intent is for Moreland to not be the primary entrance to the school. It's mostly going to be from veteran, and there's a road that is going to attach to or intersect with Moreland about 100 yards from veterans, and then loop back around in front of the school and loop back to the north to veterans. So hopefully that the traffic won't be too bad, but that is a narrow Moreland Lane is a narrow road. So again, the primary is supposed to be veterans.
Primary.
Do what now? You popped out on us. Hello?
The primary, I understand exactly how. I've seen the blueprints, been to meetings, et cetera, et cetera. But people take shortcuts to avoid the main highways and so forth. And will there not be a considerable increase in traffic on Moreland Lane as a result of the new school?
I'm unsure of that at this time, and I know that the city planners have looked at how this, that we can't just throw down a school and hope that works out. The city of Murfreesboro will be addressing those needs as they arise.
So you all have not discussed it with the city?
Oh, yeah. It's
potential
been
danger.
they are looking at it. The city planners are obviously know that road as well, and they are watching it and looking at it, and we're trying to do everything possible to keep all of the traffic coming in on the larger road. But I know that the city has an eye on that, but I don't know what their goal or what their
mandate to individuals how they go.
No, ma'am.
And I think that really needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And again, when is school opening? When is this exciting day we're looking at?
Well, August 5th is the first half a day, and August 6th would be the first full day of school. Okay. There'll be some things going on in the summer, open houses, as soon as we can get some kind of access to the building. There'll be open houses and walkthroughs for the community. It doesn't just have to be parents and families that are zoned for Overall Creek. But those will be announced, and there'll be signs and things on a website coming up when we have the opportunity to get into the building.
So and when is it supposed to be finished again? August 3rd?
The great date is supposed to be June 15th, but I think we're going to be pushing that a little bit because of the cold winter. It's not been an ideal winter for construction.
But it's really coming together well. The roof is being put on today. Is that right? You're saying
they're yes, sir. They got the whole back wing has got the roof on, and they're starting to work forward. But they've been working on sheetrock and plumbing and since the first floor was completed.
Mm-hmm. So this is an exciting moment for everybody over at the new school that's being built right as we are talking now. And you're looking forward to your office. You haven't been able to. To call it home yet, does
No, sir. No, sir, not yet. I'm looking forward to that time.
Would you be able to physically move in early yourself?
Sometimes when we open scales, we moved in about a month to 6 weeks prior to that. It just depends on. But see, that's the last part of the building that's being worked on. They're working from the back to the front. The front is so it's kind of up in the air. But hey, we'll make do with whatever we
It'll
have.
All work out
That's
well.
Exactly right.
Once again, the big day for those of you who are zoned for that school, March 24th. Actually, that's a big day for everybody in the city. That's registration day. And as Lisa said, everybody has to register, even if you went to school last year in the city schools. And you have to bring proof that you live in the city. And the proof has to be in a water bill, electric bill.
Right.
Some type, I guess.
Something tied to your address.
To your address.
Not a cell bill.
Okay. So that is March 24th, 11 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night, and that's kindergarten through the fifth grade. But since there will not be a real school open at that point for overall, where will those students go?
They can go to Scales Elementary,
okay,
which is on St. Andrews.
And that would make an interesting place, too. You have two schools at one.
Yes. And the same goes for Reeves-Rogers. If you're zoned to Reeves-Rogers, you will register at John Pittard Elementary this year, because most of the children who are zoned to Reeves-Rogers next year are actually attending John Pittard this year. So, again, I'm going to tell folks to hit that website. We're going to keep it updated, and you're going to get letters home as well. So this is for those rising first through sixth graders for next year, and then kindergarten is May 8th and 9th.
This is going to be interesting.
It is. Yes. It is.
Thank you both for joining us today. Don Bartsch, the new principal at Overall Creek. Go Otters.
Thank you.
Lisa Trail visiting with us. Go Lisa.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Truman is next.